Hammer's out.
Ready.
I'm standing in the middle of a circle of tall wooden poles. There are young men with hammers dangling near the top of each one. This is week 3 of a 15-week training program at the Southeast Lineman Training Center in Trenton, Georgia. These guys are learning to build and repair electric power lines, though they practice here with dead wires. An instructor stays on the ground and yells up to the men in the air.
Hey, look at me. When I say one turn, you put it on the nut, and that's it right there.
It's a striking sight. All these guys up at the top of 40-foot poles, yellow hard hats set against a bright blue sky. They lodge their feet in the poles with spikes on their boots, and they lean back into a strap that goes around the pole. Mark Bell is a 20-year-old from Richmond, Virginia.
You're using what's called a gaff. It's pretty much booted to your shin and then one right there around your ankle. And you walk up almost say duck-footed almost, where your toes are pointed away from the pole.
Working up high is not for everyone. Several students have already dropped out of the program this term. Bell says he was nervous the first time he climbed up a pole, too.
But once you do it 2-3 times, it's just like walking down the street. It's just part of like your everyday almost.
Bell came to the program because he has some friends who completed it and landed good jobs right away. Another student, 18-year-old Alex Frigo of Highland, Michigan, thinks the program will help him find a good job. His father is a lineman, too, but he says things have changed a lot since his dad started in the field.
Back when he started, you didn't have to have any training. You just walked into the company, and they either put you as a groundman or a lineman.
Now training is a huge boon. Programs in electric power work are growing all over the country, usually at universities or established businesses. The Southeast Lineman Training Center is one of the only schools that is exclusively for training linemen. The combination of an aging workforce and an aging infrastructure for electric power, as well as predicted growth in the industry, has experts expecting an uptick in the number of people who will need to work as linemen.
Absolutely. There are more jobs that are developing in all areas of the electric power and energy sector.
Dr. Gregory Reed is a professor at the University of Pittsburgh who studies the electric power industry.
Jobs in areas like the place that you visited, for linemen and technicians, as well as professional jobs. There's a tremendous technical talent gap that's developing in the industry.
The owners of the school don't have any special background in electric power. They just saw opening the school as a business opportunity. And so far, it's been a good one.
In 2000, we enrolled 34 students. We graduated 30. And as of this year, right now, we have enrolled 420 students. We're planning to graduate, expect to graduate around 390.
David Powell is the director of operations at the school. He says many of the graduates of the program walk right into good-paying jobs after they complete it. The semester costs about $12,000. One of the highlights of the program is a nighttime storm simulation. Late in the term, after the students master the basics in their pole circles, they get a chance to test their skills in the dark.
Yeah, drop it to them.
Sean, you want me to raise up this neutral?
No, we're going to sag these.
It's a clear, cold November night. Full moon and lots of stars in the North Georgia sky. The students have already started working when I drive onto the school grounds, and it really looks like a disaster zone here. Men in hard hats at the top of poles, repair trucks with buckets stretched up high, flashing lights. Instructor Thomas Kennard offers to take me up in one of the buckets in a repair truck so we can see a student working at the top of a pole up close. We climb in.
Here we go. Okay, we'll take this.
And up we go. This isn't for the faint of heart.
You want to drive? You want me to drive first?
I'd like you to drive first. Woo! That made my stomach jump.
Jordan Hurley from Adamsville, Tennessee, is securing a wire at the top of a 35-foot pole.
Put it on the wire and you push it up, twist it around, lock it in, and then just put your ties on each side and the wires in.
At this point in the program, he's at total ease working up here. But he says the first 5 weeks of the program were tough.
First 5 weeks is rough, like boot camp.
But after that initial intensity, things calm down a little, Hurley says. He goes back down the pole. 35 feet seems plenty high, but Kennard wants to take the bucket up higher. Now I'm starting to understand why 10 to 15% of the class drops out each term, usually in the first couple of weeks.
That's really high.
Yes, it's not too bad. I'll show you about what 65 is.
Oh, no.
I'm clutching the side of the bucket, but Kennard is totally fine.
What are you squatting down for?
It's making me nervous.
Way up here in the night sky is the place Kennard feels comfortable talking.
I actually miss it. I mean, I like my job here, teaching these young guys, helping them get a career.
But Kennard feels a little left out. Like when Superstorm Sandy hit the Northeast, he kept hearing from the guys he used to work with.
Calling me, trying to get me to come to work with them, you know, telling me how much money they was making, how much fun they was having, what kind of damage they were seeing. It made me miss it.
Kennard actually worked after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita in New Orleans. In 2004, he worked a series of four hurricanes that came through Florida.
And I think I was gone 53 days. We was working 7 days a week, 16 hours a day.
The grueling hours hold a certain thrill for him. But some people can be ungrateful, he says.
And the funny thing about doing hurricane work, when you first get there, the people are so glad to see you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for coming. You know, they come out and ask everybody where they're from.
But after about 80% of the people get their power on,
it gets sad because they look at you like you're in their way.
Back on the ground, the men are working hard to fix the damaged lines.
Everyone, if you see anything that needs fixed, fix it. Anything I might have missed.
The students might be here late into the night to complete the repairs. And when they're done, nobody's power will come back on. Remember, this is just practice and the wires are dead. But these guys will feel like they can do the work of real linemen. And with any luck, they'll find real work, too. For WUTC, I'm Mary Helen Miller.